What is the mark of a spiritual man or woman? What is the mark of one who is trusting in the Lord in the battles of life? Well, let's look at David in Psalm 44 and the verse 6. He says, "For I will not trust in my bow. I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me." Now, I like that text because it ties into David going out against Goliath with no sword. And David was truly relying on the Lord. And here he is again stating in this song written for the worship of God's people, "I will not trust in my bow. I will not trust in my sword." He was trusting in the Lord. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Ian Gollaher, and we have another full program today as we look at evangelism. This is a great subject for this opening week of the year, and I hope that we will have the joy of seeing many precious souls come out of darkness into light, to know our Savior, to know that they are saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Maybe even your own soul needs to be saved, and you need to come and call on the Lord to be your Savior. You can do that alone, you can do that with the help of another Christian, or perhaps you can just go straight to the Bible and to those great promises. If I can be of any personal help to you, well, I will be glad. Now we're going to sing what really is my own favorite hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Savior's Blood?" On this station, on this program, we want to bring you the gospel, the whole gospel, and nothing but the gospel. And we yearn and long that we might be of a blessing to your soul and to all who listen in day by day here on this program. So tell your friends and join with us daily as we bring the message of the gospel. Right now, we're turning to John 1 on the subject of humility. January is the month when we focus on evangelism. And again, we ask the question, how are we going to reach this lost world? We still have in our possession several thousand copies of The New Beginning that we purchased last year. and we still have the task of getting them out. And of course, they'll not do much good sitting in a cardboard box. We need to get them into the hands of people in the community and in the city around us. Our radio ministry, of course, is ongoing, and everyone rubs shoulders with somebody through the week who needs to hear the message that the Lord Jesus saves. But surely we can learn today of evangelism from John the Baptist. The Lord Jesus said of him that there was none greater than John the Baptist. Now, he had a very short ministry, but appeared to be a matter of just a few months, but it was very effective. He was a self-made man. He was not the prodigy of some institution, but rather he came out from the wilderness, called the people together, preached the Lord Jesus, and baptized many. And amazingly, the people flocked. They came out of cities, Jerusalem, Judea, to hear John and to be baptized of him. Indeed, his ministry was so effective that the Pharisees in Jerusalem, they sent a deputation to go and interview John and firstly ask him the question, "Who are you?" That was their first question. Who are you? Are you the Christ? Are you Elias? Or are you that prophet that should arise? And at that moment, if John had been a man who wanted to be popular and famous, he could have snatched the opportunity, but he did the opposite. He said, "I'm not the Christ. I'm not Elias. I'm not that prophet. I am but a voice in the wilderness." And we see John's humility. We add to that another statement that he made, "I must decrease, but he, Christ, must increase." He said, "I am not even worthy to unloose the latchet of a shoe." Such is the deep humility that we see in this man, John. And it is that humility which is the chief mark of God's servant. Any man, any missionary that has ever been an evangelist to bring the gospel to the souls of men have had to be broken, bent, and brought to the place of their own emptiness, that they're just the messenger to preach the Lord Jesus to men. And this is the issue that we need to look at today. Our evangelism will only go as far as we deny ourselves in the service of the Lord Jesus. God is looking for servants who will deny themselves and give all honor unto the Lord Jesus. And only then are we fitted to serve the Lord. And the real problem to evangelism is our pride. That's enemy number one. Why is it that we don't talk about the Lord? It's our pride. Why is it that we're not willing to bear the reproach and the mockery of men? It's because of our pride. And we need to learn this today from John the Baptist, that we are but a voice crying in the wilderness, that we are nothing, but the message is everything that this world needs. So I want to take up today this theme of humility in Christian service. I think there is nothing more obnoxious than a proud person telling other people to repent. You see, the man needs to match the message. And John the Baptist called people to repent. His baptism was a baptism to repentance. Therefore, the man himself must be walking humility and display that grace in his life. And he did. We need practical humility, turning down honor and fame. And I come back to the question that these interviewers gave unto John. Who art thou? And they had all these ideas in their head. They had these three particular personalities, the Christ, Elias, or that prophet. And as I said, it had been very easy for John to assume the position of Christ. After all, the Lord Jesus had warned that in the last days there would be many Christs, false Christs who would arise, and they would proclaim and pretend to be the Lord. But John was of a different ilk. He was not a false prophet, but the real thing. Now, if you look at verse 20, I want you to notice what really is a very confusing statement when you read it. It says in verse 20, "And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ." I can only take from that that John was under tremendous pressure to claim that he was Christ. You say, well, why are you preaching? What's all this gathering of the multitudes and baptizing them to repentance? You're calling them out of Jerusalem and Judaism. What are you doing, John? And John, in this confession here in verse 20, "And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ." Can you see there the double emphasis? He was so pressured to deny Christ, but he chose to confess Christ. Now, you'll be in that situation probably this week. You'll not walk very long in this world until you're in the very same situation where you'll be under pressure, or a situation will be for you to claim something that you're not. But you have to stand up for the Lord. Now, the temptation would have been very great to a lesser man, but John denied himself and refused any suggestion that he was the Christ. He confessed and denied not, but confessed. And you can see the tension in that statement. You can feel the pressure that he was under. I am not the Christ. That's the final line. And he is not hiding it for a moment. Now, this is the model that every would-be servant of the Lord must follow. Whatever the pressure, whatever the seeming advantage of the moment to make a false confession, we must run from that. Let me ask you, are you ready to make a bold confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and to deny yourself? That's what evangelism requires. That's what being a messenger of the Lord requires, that you take your stand. Then in verse 21, the question was, art thou Elias? And it would have been very easy to assume the place of Elias. This was the expectation of the Jews due to a number of prophecies, particularly Malachi, that in the last days, Elias or Elijah would reappear on the scene of this world. And again, the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew 11, and I need you to look this one up. I can't just paraphrase this because we won't get it. Matthew 11 and verse 10. Matthew 11:10. And here is the Lord speaking concerning John the Baptist. Matthew 11:10. "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias." What? Here's the Lord Jesus saying, John the Baptist is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Elijah coming into the world, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Can you see now that it's no surprise
that those who were sent from Jerusalem by the Pharisees to interview John asked him pointedly, "Are you Elijah or Elias?" And John said, "No." He did not make the claim. Well, first of all, he was not physically in the body of Elijah. There were many things about John that were Elijah-like. There were many things about his deportment and his message that was Elijah-like. Elijah was the one who called out kings and queens and the prophets of Baal and had them put away. John the Baptist had a ministry of repentance to put away idolatry and sin. He was like Elijah, but he did not boast in it himself. Do you see the humility in the man John the Baptist? Even though the Lord Jesus said it, and even though the question now is put to him, he answers, "No, I am not Elijah." But John, in his humility, did not see himself as a mighty man, did not see himself as some great instrument of God. He was very humble about himself. And so he refused to take this honor to himself. And that is what godly people do. Godly people don't brag about their gifts and their talents. And, you know, aren't you so happy that God sent me to be your preacher? They don't brag and boast, but rather they are burdened about the message. And that's what keeps me in this pulpit. I'm burdened that men and women, young people, get the message. And my prayer is always that you get the message, that the gospel gets into your heart, that you become a Christian, that you are saved, and that you abound in grace. Is that happening? You see, it's not about the messenger, it's about the message. And of course, the message is Jesus is the Savior. He's the Christ, the Lamb of God. Then the other question came, art thou that prophet? In John 1:21. Now that was a prophecy from Deuteronomy spoken by Moses. And he said, another prophet shall God raise up unto you like unto me. And therefore the question is put to John, art thou that prophet? But again, John was not assuming any of that, and he turned it all down. And when all the questions dried up, he simply stated, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And here we see that the man perfectly matched the message. He came to preach repentance. Matthew 3, verses 1 to 8. His baptism was unto repentance. Bring forth fruits meet for repentance. This was a whole change in life. This was no longer living to the flesh, but living in surrender to the salvation and saving grace of the Lord Jesus. And this is the message that we still preach to the world today. What is the primary message that we are to bring to a proud, sinful world? Repent. Repent. And when the church ceases to preach the message of repentance to the world, she has lost her message. She's worried about the messenger, or worried about her image. Who are you? And forgotten the content of the message. And as evangelists, if we be witnesses for Christ, we are to take that place. Are we ready to die to all self-ambitions, self-importance, to practically bear the cross and the shame, to be living witnesses for the Lord? And again, I say it, enemy number one to evangelism is our pride. And until you pray that pride out of your heart. Until you get serious about your guarding your name and your reputation, and you're willing to lay that on the altar and die to who you are in the eyes of this world, you will not be an effective messenger for the Lord. And it is that humility, that brokenness, that emptiness of self that will make us effective. Because let's face it, how can you sit beside someone and talk to them about their sin in a proud manner? You can't do it. You can't do it. You'll be called a hypocrite. But when you sit beside someone and you tell them of your own need of the Lord's grace and pardon, that you are yourself but a sinner saved by grace, and that you are yourself empty and broken and worthless, then you can begin to talk that the Lord can do for you what He's done for me. His grace is able to transform you and to save you and bring you to the cross. That's where we need to be, the place of humility, that we might be witnesses for the Lord Jesus. And until the church, and I speak now of total congregations, the church takes the place of humility before a needy world, we lose our voice. We have no witness. That's why we pray for the world. That's why we lament and confess the sins of this nation. We are not just sitting in judgment of Canada. We are seeking to be a light to souls in darkness. So much for joining with us here in the program, and I trust that the Lord has blessed you through His Word as we have looked at the life of John the Baptist, this whole matter of humility. And he was a brawny, rough type. He came out of the wilderness. He had a diet of eating locusts and honey. He was a man of rough demeanor, and yet by grace he was a living example of one who was willing to bow the knee at the feet of Jesus and serve Him in humility. He came to preach, and of course the people came to Him. He took the title of a voice in the wilderness, that He was not worthy to unlatch the shoes of the Lord Jesus. We've learned in this message that any man that will serve God has to be broken and taken away from his self-conceitedness and pride. And our evangelism will only go so far as men deny themselves. Enemy number one to the evangelist is pride. Pride hinders us. It creates the fear of man. It creates the fear of reproach. And the man has to match the message.
If we're going to call people to repentance and to faith in the Lord Jesus, then we ourselves must have bowed the knee and are walking in submission to the Lord. I wonder today, are you an evangelist? Are you equipped to be that voice in the wilderness, crying to sinners to repent and return back to God? That is the great need in this generation. And I trust that you will be a Christian, part of a church and part of a ministry that will be a voice for the Lord, bringing men out of that wilderness of sin into a life of true communion with the Lord Jesus. And I want to invite you along, of course, to our own church, and I want to invite you to our webcast, and I want to invite you to be in touch with us, that you might hear the gospel, that we might pray with you and encourage you in your service for God. Don't waste your time. We're launching into a new year this week, and we need to rededicate ourselves unto the Lord. And so I invite you to be in touch. Would you join with me now in prayer as we ask the Lord to work by his Spirit in our hearts? Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this great ministry and this message on John the Baptist. We praise thee for one who was called out to serve God and did so with all his being. And Lord, we need to be faithful servants in these times, and we pray that right here in our land that we will be that voice for the Lord. Oh God, enable us to point men, women, and boys and girls to the Lord Jesus, to repent of sin, to flee to Christ, and to plead the victory of the cross. We thank thee that there on that cross, O Lord, you died, you bled, you suffered, and you gave your life for our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and so free. And I pray that today that you would, by your Spirit, minister to some heart and draw them to simple, childlike faith in the Lord Jesus, to be washed in the blood and be saved for heaven. This we ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.